You've got some good news.
I've got some good news, yeah.
Well, it's good news.
I think it depends on your perspective, I suppose. There are people out there who think it's terrible news. But I think it's pretty good news. But it's, I don't think it's as... Well, I'll tell you the story. Long and the short of it is, I don't have skin cancer.
No one
thought aware of, anyway. Right? Nobody thought of. No one
thought you did.
Doctor did. I went to the GP last December, so it's 5 months ago now, nearly 5 months, all but 10 days. And I got a problem in my neck. Tell you the story, it's really fucking funny. I was in the gym, it was sometime last July. I can only date it between beginning of July and the end of July. And I was doing some heavy shrugs and something went in my neck. And I thought, that's not supposed to sound like that, I'm sure. And it didn't really hurt, but it was uncomfortable. And I thought, that's not good. So I stopped working out. And it didn't hurt afterwards, really. So it was a bit, felt a bit odd, but it didn't hurt. So I didn't do anything with it. And then when I was over in the UK at the end of July, it started to fucking hurt. I thought, this is weird. And it was agonizing. And then I noticed I got a numb patch on my thumb. And my fingers were tingling. And there's no strength lost in them, but a lot of stamina's lost. So I can't grip things for very long. It's why I use wrist wraps now in the gym and stuff. So being your usual kind of typical bloke, you know, health conscious and sensible. I left it about 3 or 4 months, perhaps or 5 months, as you do. And it didn't get much worse, but it wasn't getting any better. And sometimes it was fucking, it'd give me headaches. So I eventually went to the doctor and she just said, that sounds like a neck ligament. That's not fun, you know? Because it also sounds like a thing called thoracic outlet syndrome, which is, it could even be both, because I know my daughter Holly, she expresses similar feelings in her fingers too. And I went through a full health history with my doctor saying that some of these symptoms, I've had them for years on and off. And there's also MS in my family, so it could even be that. And I'm not worried about that because there's no point. It wouldn't change anything. So she referred me for an MRI. And that was back in February time. So at the same time, for some reason, I think it was hot, I took my hat off. And you can just see it there, that dark spot on my head.
Yeah.
She said, how long have you had that? I said, what? She said, that's not just on your head. I said, is that? I said, I don't know. And she looks at me, she says, that doesn't look very good to me. She says, I'm going to refer you to the skin blemish lesion clinic up in Cork. It'll be a few months, but I think we should get this checked out. I says, well, what do you think it is? She says, I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. Okay, fine. So she referred me to the clinic and I was supposed to go in March the 4th, that's right. And they phoned me just before this, says that the lady, the consultant, she's not very well. She's gone sick. Can we reschedule to April the 8th? So I said, yeah, well, no worries. So that was yesterday. And I went. And I was there. It was 10 past 3 was my appointment. Got there about 3 o'clock. I parked up at the park and ride. Walked a mile and a half because I like walking. Gets me steps in, you know. And I correctly figured that the hospital would be jam-packed full of people. You know, the car park. So about 4:15, nearer 20 to 5, I get called in. So I've been there for 90 minutes, triggering me numbers. You know, people watching. All these really overweight, infirm people. I mean, there was a woman, right? She'd been born in, because I was sitting right by reception. And people, there's a stream of people coming in and they ask you your name, your phone number, your date of birth, and your address. So there's autistic John sitting there trying my best not to memorize all this stuff because I just can't help it. And this woman came in. I couldn't see her because she's slightly behind me. And there's someone with her. They said 1933. I thought, fucking hell, looking 91. And they wheeled her around and it looked like she died several years ago, to be fair.
Oh, bloody hell.
Honestly, hey, she was, I mean, you wouldn't keep a dog alive in that state. Honestly, the poor lady. But she was Japanese, and because I could hear these people speaking to her in Japanese, and I know enough Japanese to recognize you on here. So anyway, they call me in, and it's the intern, a very nice young lady, and she takes some details, verifies who I am. I'm probably in there for 5 minutes with her. And then she says, well, the consultant, Dr. Murphy, she'll be in shortly, but she might be a little while because she's busy today. I said, fair, no worries. So I'm not in any hurry. There are people here who are far worse off than I am, I'm sure. But then within 2 minutes, this lady, Dr. Murphy, popped her head in the door. I kid you not, right? She says, well, can you just have a look at it? I said, took my hat off. And she just looked at it. She went, that's fine. Give it a poke. She said, that's vascular. It's not, there's no melanin in there, so it's not a melanoma. She said, that's just, she said, you know, people who drink a lot, they get it on their noses and cheeks. The blue stain, have you seen that?
Yeah.
She says, that's that. She said, it just happens sometimes. She said, go home, buy something nice for yourself and celebrate. Off you go. Probably no more than 3 or 4 minutes in with this consultant. So I thought, fucking right. She said, you can heave a big sigh of relief now. And I says, well, I wasn't really worried. She says, why not? I says, well, one, because I'm a stoic. And worrying wouldn't have changed anything, would it? She says, no, I suppose not. I says, I could have spent 5 months terrified, worrying, pissing myself, shitting myself, unable to sleep, only to be told by you today there's nothing to worry about. And if it had been something nasty, it still wouldn't have changed anything. So I just chose not to be bothered by it. Now, there's two lessons here. There's two fucking really important lessons here.
Oh, you can do that both really wanky, you know, influencer business thing. You know, there's five lessons about business that I learned from my kids.
Here's two really important lessons you can learn from about my fucking non-skin cancer. The first is this. There is literally no point in worrying about stuff. You know? And I see people worrying about the most inane. So remember Holly? She was convinced, my daughter was convinced, right, that the paperwork she'd got to import her dog to Ireland was wrong. And somehow they would take her dog away and just euthanize it on the spot. I said, Holly, Ireland is a first world democracy. They will not just take your dog away and kill it because you've got the wrong paperwork, if you have. And she said, oh, you don't know. I said, the worst that I know is they'll just turn it around and send it back to Britain with you.
Yeah.
And you know what actually happened when we got to the ferry terminal? So we get up off the ferry in the car, drive down the ramp. We got this thing that says we've got a dog on board. It's like a fucking footprint on this thing in the mirror. The guy says, yeah, leaves through Holly's paperwork. Where is he? I can't see him. I says, he's in the back. You can't miss him. Bloody great big Rottweiler. I went, oh, he's a big boy, isn't he? He's lovely. You got far to go. I said, yeah, Kleiner Kilty. So that's a fair drive. And it's about 4 hours. So I better let you go then. Got a long drive. Drive carefully. Hands back the paperwork. Waves it on. And Holly goes, oh. I said, I did tell you, though. You've spent weeks panicking and worrying that they're going to kill your dog. And then I told you they wouldn't. But people worry about these things. Now, it's indicative that people say things like, such and such makes me so angry, makes me so upset, makes me so worried. No, it doesn't. You're choosing to. And I know some of us are probably more predisposed to not worrying than others, and I'm probably one of them, but it is a learned skill. The Stoics were teaching it 2,300 years ago. You can learn this stuff, but people choose not to. And even when, you know, ignorance is one thing, being ignorant that you can choose is one thing. But when you're told there are skills you can learn so these things won't bother you in the same way, people choose not to learn them. Well, I've got no sympathy for you. Fucking worry, I don't care. I haven't given this what a second thought. Remember, I was talking about it at Elite Mastermind, saying, I know what it is. Yeah. It could be cancer for all I know. I'm genuinely not concerned. There's no point in being concerned. Because what do you do? No matter what's wrong with you, you live your life until you die. We all do that. Every single human being on earth has lived their life until they die. That's what we have to do. So, you know, that's the first lesson. People, learn Stoicism. We do teach it to an extent, but there are probably better people to learn it from than us. But here's the real lesson from all this. All right? Here's the real lesson from all this. My GP had no idea what this was. All she knew was that it shouldn't be there. It didn't look good to her. So what did she do?
She said it's a special woman.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. She's hot as well. She really is. So
if it's got two legs and a clamshell, you think it's hot.
That's a fair estimation, to be honest, at 59, yeah. So she sent me to a specialist. And this specialist was able to look at my head and within seconds didn't have to examine it. She took one look and just went, no, that's fine. And she can do that because she's a consultant dermatologist. She's eaten, lived, breathed, and shat all things dermatology for probably 20, 30 years more. She, I reckon she was about 45, 50. She's been doing this for decades. She's an expert. So she can look at things. It's just pattern recognition. I spoke to my mate, the cancer surgeon, Deb. Most of medicine is pattern recognition. Well, the lesson for that is pay experts, okay? Now, let's use an analogy here. Your average twonk, well, if you imagine, if we say that GPs and consultant surgeons, sorry, consultant dermatologists, if we translate that to the marketing kind of domain, your consultant is someone like us. I've been doing this for 20 years. Okay, I've worked with hundreds of businesses hands-on and probably dealt with thousands remotely, you know, just spoken to people, given advice. I've done events. I've written books. I've looked at all this shit. I can look at a business's problems and just know what's wrong with it very quickly. Sometimes I've been doing, you know, consultations, and I know what the problem is in the first 10 minutes and how to solve it. I just let them talk because they want to get their value for money. They want to be heard, basically. And so that's fine.
They want to be listened to.
They want to be validated. They want validation. They don't want to be told after 10 minutes, I know what the problem is, right? Yeah, because they won't believe me. That's fine. We are the consultants. Your GPs, well, they are most marketing agency types. Okay? But your average person you get on LinkedIn giving social media marketing advice, because that's all they fucking know, well, they're not even GPs. They're more like the guy who wants to be a doctor and has read a couple of books in the library about fucking spots on your skin and knows to avoid a sunbed. That's what they are. But the tragedy is people are taking the equivalent of fucking skincare and cancer advice from these people, thinking they know what they're talking about. They don't. You know, you don't get that kind of expertise for that dermatologist or us in a few weeks by reading a couple of books and posting online, or even being an influencer. Think about this. Influencers will tell you, yeah, here's how you become an influencer. Think about this. They've done it once for themselves. They don't know why it worked. They really don't. What they do is they achieve their success. They look back at what they did and say, that's why I was successful. They have no fucking idea why they were successful. And other people doing exactly the same thing will not be successful. So you know what they blame it on then? Oh, it's your mindset. It's unquantifiable, unmeasurable, and impossible to prove and disprove. So yes, it's your mindset. It's your attitude. Even Bill Glazer did that. I was embarrassed for the man, because Bill Glazer, a lot of respect for that guy as a marketer. But he says, I've seen people do the same things in the same circumstances and it's not worked for them. I can only think it's their mindset. Now, it couldn't possibly be that what you're teaching them, there's a flaw somewhere that you've not accounted for, a confounding variable you're not aware of. It has to be the mindset. So anyway, if you want to grow your business and make decent sales and especially do direct mail properly, speak to a fucking consultant dermatologist. Not your GP, and certainly not the twonk down at the library who's just read a couple of books on fucking skincare. Your beautician. Yeah, your beautician, that's probably a good one. Most fucking social media marketers are beauticians. Not GPs, they're certainly not consultants.
That was the easiest podcast episode I've ever done.
It was, wasn't it?
I just...
Oh, yeah, my neck is getting better spontaneously as well. My other doctor, the guy who does my testosterone replacement, he says, and this is great advice as well, he says, when you get the results of the MRI, which I really should follow up, he says, don't let them talk you into surgery just because there's something wrong. Treat your symptoms. So it's not bothering you. Leave it. Because otherwise you could get your neck fucking sawn into. You could be in a cast for months for no real benefit. Treat the symptoms. And if you're not symptomatic, doesn't matter what's wrong, leave it.
So if they want to talk to a consultant, not a GP, what should they do?
Email Holly. Holly, Holly, at wellfedbusiness.com.
Anything more to add?
Take it. Don't think so. Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
Fuck off, then.
Right, we'll see you inside the group. Email Holly at wellfedbusiness.com. This is where I really end my cheddar, John. Right at the end, doing the call to action. And we'll see you later, Shaggers. There's my 50% right there. Bye-bye.